What up, everybody? Welcome into Locked On Warriors. I'm your host, Charles T. Hamilton. The Dubs taking on the Rockets tomorrow in Game 2 of the Western Conference Semifinals. Dubs are up 2-0 in the series. A pretty important Game 3 for both sides, I would say. Draymond Green and his importance to this team and a specific tweak that Steve Kerr made late in the Clippers series that is carried over to the Rockets series. What kind of adjustments can and will be made in this game and moving forward, and then the importance of Draymond Green and Andre Iguodala in their defense, and not to mention Joe Lacob said he wants Draymond to be a Warrior forever. All that's coming up next here on Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
You are Locked On Warriors, your daily Golden State Warriors podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What up, everybody? Welcome into Locked On Warriors. I'm your host, Charles T. Hamilton. What's good? Happy Friday, everybody. Dubs taking on the Rockets tomorrow afternoon. I think a 5 o'clock tip, something like that, 5:30, whatever. Game 3 in Houston, an important one for both teams, honestly, if you ask me, because let's say the Warriors lose Game 3, it's 2-1. Game 4 becomes obviously not must win, but an important game. So I personally, hot take, I'd rather the Warriors be up 3-0. I know, crazy. But it just it would add more pressure to Game 4 if they lost. But again, it doesn't really matter because the Dubs have won at least one road playoff game in every single playoff series they've been in since they started going to the playoffs in 2012-2013. That's 20 straight series. So if you pencil in at least one win on the road, should be just fine. A couple of things that I'm looking for in this game from the Rockets is, I mean, let's just start with Clint Capella. He's been bad. He's not very physical, and Draymond is absolutely exploiting that. The Dubs killed them on the glass with 18 offensive rebounds in Game 2. He's their one big man out there. Like, look, P.J. Tucker does a ton of great stuff. Ton of respect for P.J. Tucker and his defensive prowess and the things he does at 6'4". The bottom line is he's still only 6'4". So Clint Capella has not been good, and a big part of that is Draymond Green, who has absolutely eliminated the lob threat of Clint Capella. And it's funny because defense is it's not as easy to spot as offense is, obviously. There's only a couple defensive stats, and they also don't really tell the entire story of someone's defense. Like, getting steals is great, but it also doesn't tell the story of whether you're a smart defender or not. Are you just gambling to get steals? Same thing with blocks. JaVale McGee gets a lot of blocks, but that also makes him out of position a lot of times on defense. Draymond, the way he has shown on the pick and roll and then gotten back to either deflect or just be in position to defend the alley-oop to Capella, it's been a thing of beauty. Clay's been part of it as well. That was one of the big plays late in the game, was when Clay intercepted the alley-oop pass. He came in like a friggin' free safety, goes up high, grabs it, gets fouled, 2 free throws. Big play late in the game. And the reason I bring that up, because I wonder if there's going to be an adjustment made where maybe D'Antoni doesn't start Capella. And it's not that he doesn't start Capella in favor of Nene or Fareed. It's that he doesn't start him in favor of, say, Austin Rivers or Daniel House or Amon Shumpert. In my opinion, none of those are good options. Whether it's Nene, Fareed, or the three other guards I named, Daniel House, Amon Shumpert, or Austin Rivers. The most likely candidate would be Austin Rivers. But if you go small, you see, there's a misnomer when you say going small. People think, oh, well, they're tiny out there. Really going small means you just don't have a 7-footer at the five. Where the beauty of the death lineup, the Hamptons five, whatever you want to call it, the iteration of going small is that you are either, besides the center position, you have good length basically everywhere else. Klay Thompson, 6'7". Andre Iguodala, 6'6", with a massive wingspan. In the Warriors' case, they do have a 7-footer out there. His name's Kevin Durant. Draymond Green, 6'7", with a 7'2 wingspan at the 5. Steph, 6'3". I know that's not great size, but it's average at least. To where if the Rockets decide to go to downsize and go small, we're talking about a 6-foot Chris Paul, a 6'5 James Harden, a 6'4 Eric Gordon, and then a 6'4 Austin Rivers with a 6'4 PJ Tucker. That is tiny. And maybe they think they can get up and down with the Warriors a little better that way, but I just don't. I don't see how it would work out better. But we'll just have to wait and see. And maybe they decide Amon Shumpert, who's barely 6'5", or Daniel House, who's, you know, 6'6", 6'7". But House has been struggling. He's been struggling. And it's not just the shot. He's not hitting his shots. He is also kind of lost defensively. You know, I've seen D'Antoni lay into him after timeouts because he's out of position, etc. And it kind of explains a little bit as to why the Warriors went with McKinney over House. McKinney, not an incredible defender, but he's at least reliable with great length. House, better shooter, but he's been victimized in this series. So I don't want to stick too much with the hype, but basically what I was getting at is the Warriors would have a massive height advantage at every single position if the Rockets do decide to go small. But I do think they're going to stick with Capella because I think the way that D'Antoni sees it, and he's right, is that's his fifth best player or one of the top five players on the team. If they're going to win, they're going to have to do it with Capella playing and playing well. The problem is just that he hasn't. Austin Rivers, yeah, he was knocking down threes last game, and that was big for them. Not too worried about a 32% three-point shooter knocking down a bunch of threes in consecutive games moving forward. He had a good game. Warriors still were able to win. So I don't know what the move is for D'Antoni. There might be a schematic move that we're going to talk about in a minute that he might be able to make, but then that opens other things up. I said Warriors in five when this series started, before this series started. I just didn't see it with the Rockets, personally. Harden's incredible. Chris Paul, great. A couple years ago, still very good. But the Warriors' talent, the Warriors are a friggin' juggernaut. And just because they got lazy during the regular season, people thought that this Rockets team with, you know, House and Shumpert and Rivers on the bench were the ones to knock them off. And I just don't see it, still don't see it. I still think Warriors in five. But honestly, if the Warriors get game three, we could be looking at a clean sweep. Because the Warriors are also motivated to send a message. They were motivated to send that message before any of the BS that happened after game one. They were motivated because people were saying, D'Antoni was saying, oh, we would have won in seven if Chris Paul was healthy. Okay. The idea that, you know, Andre Iguodala wasn't there, kind of, he missed that. But the Warriors are motivated because of that, and then comes the complaining, and then comes the audit, and all the BS that the Rockets have done. And, man, it's hilarious to me that after all that, I don't know if they thought they were going to get more support from it, but everyone is like, man, Rockets, get the hell out of here. This is pathetic. We were pulling for you, too, man. Like, that's what they're all saying. Like, we were pulling for you, and then you pull something like this, dude. So I think the Warriors are motivated. As far as tomorrow's game goes, look, death lineup's going to start again. Hampton's five are going to start again. I would be interested to see if Steve Kerr might try and steal a couple minutes with Jerebko again, where he played well in that first stint. In the second stint, they started attacking him a little bit. So I'm going to keep an eye on it to see if, hey, Jerebko, can you give us 4 minutes? Because that's 4 minutes that then Draymond or Andre or KD or whoever doesn't have to play, whoever he'd be in for. I wonder if he'll do it with anyone else. That's another thing to look for, just because any time that you can get from someone on the bench who's not really playing, whether it's Quinn Cook, Alphonso McKinney getting more time, Jonas Jerebko, maybe even a Jordan Bell sighting, that will help this team. That'll help the starters. But you also, obviously, if you do it, you have a quick hook. If they come in and immediately are bad, you're gone. Back to the All-Stars. Anything else as far as adjustments go for the Warriors? I don't see much. I mean, I don't see much. Just keep playing good. Keep playing well. Keep playing well. Going to take a quick break, come back. I have one or two more thoughts about the game tomorrow, and then I want to get into Draymond. Draymond Green, not just his defense, his offensive game, and why it has been so good ever since Steve Kerr made a certain tweak, and what the Rockets might do to try and combat it. That's coming up next here on Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network. But first, I just got to tell you that hiring someone is almost impossible, man. There are tons of challenges. It's hard to find qualified candidates. It takes a ton of time. You're going through applications, trying to figure out what's real or what's not. But I can tell you right now that ZipRecruiter makes it easy. If you go to ZipRecruiter.com/lockedon, they will make this 100 times easier. Hiring is tough. There's one place you can go where hiring is simple, fast, and smart, a place where growing businesses connect to qualified candidates. And I already told you, but that place is ZipRecruiter.com/lockedon. ZipRecruiter sends you over hundreds of the web's leading job boards. That's where they send you to, and they don't stop there. With their powerful matching technology, ZipRecruiter scans thousands of resumes to find people with the right experience and invite them to apply to your job. You're not looking for them. They're coming to you. As applications come in, ZipRecruiter analyzes each one and spotlights the top candidates so you never miss a great match. ZipRecruiter is so effective that 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. That's within the first 24 hours, man. I won't even be done going through applications in the first 24 hours. And right now, my listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/lockedon. That is ZipRecruiter.com/LOCKEDON, ZipRecruiter.com/lockedon. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. What up, everybody? Welcome back to Locked On Warriors. I'm your host, Charles T. Hamilton. Talking about the Dubs taking on the Rockets tomorrow in Game 3 of the Western Conference Semifinals. And one thing I wanted to say was, because I didn't get it out in that last segment, was Steph's going to have a game soon, man. I know I've ripped him a little bit, and he deserves some of it because he hasn't played great. Obviously, just his presence out there is a game changer, and I'll get to that in just a second. So even though he's not putting up the numbers he usually does, he still has a very positive impact on this team. Just his presence, his gravity, all that stuff. But he's going to have a game soon. And if that's game three or one of these next two games, man, Rockets are done. Same thing with Clay. Clay's been okay, but we haven't had a Clay game in a long time. We might get one tomorrow. Those are the things I'm looking for. And I've mentioned that Draymond and Andre Iguodala have picked up the slack, but part of the reason why they're picking up the slack is because of the attention being paid to guys like Klay Thompson, Steph Curry specifically, and Kevin Durant. And what I'm talking about is this high screen pick and roll that they run with Draymond, Andre Iguodala, and Steph Curry. So in Game 6 against the Clippers, Steve Kerr made a little tweak. Obviously, he started Sean Livingston. Wanted to keep Andre Iguodala and Kevon Looney on the bench to match up with Lou Williams and Montrezl Harrell. So he started running a high screen pick and roll up damn near at half court, where Draymond would come in, set the screen, dive, catch, and lob. And it's pretty much that simple. The Clippers started trapping Steph, and the Rockets had been doing the same. And setting the screen up by half court basically opens up the court for everyone. More space. Draymond sets the screen. They trap Steph. Steph drops it to Draymond. Draymond starts diving to the hoop. And then it's basically 3-on-2, or 4-on-3, where you have Klay in one corner, Andre in the dunker spot, KD on a wing. Explosive Andre the dunker, KD and Klay, two of the best shooters to ever live. It's been destroying. And usually the outcome is a wide-open alley-oop to Andre Iguodala because you're not going to be leaving Kevin Durant or Klay Thompson open to knock down threes. It worked against the Clippers. It's working against the Rockets, and it's working so well that Andre Iguodala, 35-year-old Andre Iguodala, is actually leading the league in dunks in the playoffs. And this is a playoffs with Giannis Antetokounmpo, who feels like only dunks, but recently started to knock down threes, which is absolutely terrifying for the entire NBA. But Andre has 19 dunks in the playoffs, leading the entire NBA. 11 of those dunks have been assisted on, and of those 11 assists, 8 of them have come from Draymond Green. And Draymond is also connected with Andre for 13 of his 35 made field goals in the playoffs. It felt like Andre had like 20 of them in this last game. I think it was only 3, but still, this high pick and roll out near half court is killing the Rockets. And I wonder if, I don't know how many adjustments you can make. Maybe not trap Curry, but even if you do that, that pick and roll still gives Draymond a step, still gets you an advantage diving to the hoop like that with all the space. So we'll see. We'll see, but it's worked out great. And I don't know, D'Antoni, so maybe you don't trap Steph, but then you leave Steph one-on-one with what could be a favorable matchup depending on who's setting the screen or who's covering Draymond. It's a chess match. It's a chess match coming up, and I'm interested to see if D'Antoni makes any moves or continues to do the same thing, which would be pretty D'Antoni of him. Because I think we all know D'Antoni has a history of odd decisions in the playoffs. I do think Capella will stick in the game, but we'll just have to wait and see. You know, whoever's guarding Draymond is who would get the switch. And if that's Capella, if they're continuing to play Capella, then you get Steph on Capella one-on-one. Who do you think's going to win that matchup? So it's been devastating. It was devastating against the Clippers, devastating against the Rockets. They trapped to get the ball out of Steph's hands. The only thing is that ball goes into Draymond's hands. He's one of the smartest players in the NBA. So, I don't know. I'm interested to see if there's any moves that can be made. But I don't think there are, and I don't think he'll make them. Speaking of Draymond and how good he has been, Joe Lacob has been talking about the playoffs, and he actually mentioned that he wants Draymond Green to be a Warrior forever. And I'll tell you what, why not? Why the hell not? Draymond actually lost about 20 pounds in the last 6 weeks of the regular season. Well, actually, it's reported it's 20-plus. He lost 20-plus pounds in the last 6 weeks of the regular season. He said that he wasn't keeping himself in shape throughout the regular season. He could have been in better shape, but he did make changes to get into better shape for the playoffs, and you're seeing it now. I mean, the athleticism, his springiness, his speed, it's all back. And the exact quote from Lacob is, he was asked about, you know, was he worried about Draymond with his struggles about this season? He said, he's Draymond Green. I wasn't worried. I want Draymond Green to be here forever. He's as Warriors as they come. Which is pretty true. I mean, he epitomized the Warriors. Yeah, Steph is a star. But man, Draymond, you got to have someone crazy on your team. I always maintain you got to have someone a little crazy on your team, and that's Draymond. Draymond also mentioned that he hasn't felt this good in a long time. That he's playing, he's going out there without feeling an ache. He's feeling good, and that's part of why he's able to pick his game up since the playoffs have started. And the bystander to that is that he's feeling good because of the weight he lost, and that's why he can do these things. Real quick, I just want to mention Andre Iguodala as well. I know I talked about him a little bit earlier. The defense of those two has been inspiring. It's been incredible. I've also mentioned Steph and Clay and KD. It's hard to really only hand pick out two people, but those are the two that don't get the headlines that Steph, Clay, and KD do. And I mentioned that Steph struggling a little bit, but part of it is they're trying to get the ball out of his hands. They're defending him to make sure that he doesn't beat them. And that Draymond Green and Andre Iguodala are the benefactors of that because they're able to pick up their game while Steph is getting trapped. It opens it up for them. It opens it up for Draymond to dive to the hole and toss up lobs to Andre Iguodala. It's not like they're going one-on-one or anything, but Steph's impact is still being felt even while they're taking the ball out of his hands because it gives the Warriors an advantage. Andre has been so good in the playoffs and this entire season. I said it earlier this year, and I'll continue to say it. His $16 million is guaranteed next year. We already know that. So regardless of whether he's on the Warriors or not, he's going to make his $16 million. But he's playing like a guy that wants to make his $16 million on the Warriors next year. And I don't think it's a question that he's going to be on the Warriors next year. He proved it this year, this entire season and this playoffs, especially against the Rockets. It was never a question how important he was to this team, especially against a team like the Rockets. His defense is still top of the line. He's been checking Harden a lot more than Clay has, which was an adjustment that Steve Kerr made this year, and it's worked out incredibly. And it's worked out on the other end, too, where Clay is checking Chris Paul and pretty much owning that matchup also. So, as you guys can tell, I'm feeling pretty good going into Game 3. The Warriors are, too. I think we all should. Like I said, it's not a – obviously, it's not a must-win. But if you lose Game 3, Game 4 becomes – there's more pressure on Game 4, I'll put it that way. So, we'll see what happens. I don't know how Houston's going to come out. I think the Warriors are still going to come out motivated. I think they want to end this thing as quick as possible. Not just for the rest, not just for, you know, time off in between series or anything. I think there's a message that they want to send. And they've done it through two games. I think they'll do it in these next two as well. Going to take a quick break, come back, a quick medical update on Steph Curry and James Harden as well. That's all coming up next here on Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network.
But first,
Wyze is the indoor camera that does it all. It's packed with premium features that allows you to see everything from anywhere for only $20. 1080p full HD, images so clear you're not going to miss a thing. Night vision, two-way audio. Wyze's mission is to bring amazing smart home products accessible to everyone. And with prices like this, they are accessible to everyone. Check on your home anytime with Wyze Apps live stream. You can get it from your phone literally anywhere. You also get free rolling 14-day cloud storage, as well as no subscription. So you get the free 2 weeks, no subscription, no tie-in, no nothing. You can use it to watch your kids destroy your house, bird watching. You can keep an eye on laundry. That's what I always forget when I put a load in. Then 4 hours later, it's still in there. You can use the time lapse to watch contractors repave your driveway or whatever work you're getting done at your house. You want more? They got that too. For just $10 more, Wyze CamPan gives you 360-degree coverage in under 3 seconds. Life moves fast. Your cameras should, too. It works with Alexa. You get the free 14-day rolling cloud storage coverage, and it works with your cell phone from literally anywhere. Go get Wyze Camera. Go to wyze.com/locked to get the guaranteed lowest price. That's wyze.com/locked. What up, everybody? Welcome back to Locked On Warriors. I'm your host, Charles T. Hamilton. About to wrap this thing up for the day, but I just wanted to mention Steph Curry was a full go at practice today after the dislocated finger. He's good to go for Game 3. James Harden saw the optometrist, I think, or an eye doctor. That's an optometrist, right? And he's good to go. Don't think he'll have any side effects from the eye, the scratched eyelid, whatever it was. Man, that sucked. I did feel bad for him. But he should be good to go as well. And the 3 days off definitely served the Warriors well. It's a lot better to have those 3 days off up 2-0 than down 0-2 like the Rockets. So it gave Steph and Clay some time to get treatment on their ankles and then also, you know, I don't know, get treatment on his finger. I don't know what you can do for a dislocated finger. You pop it back in, then you play. But good to go, and that's another reason why I think they should be motivated. Obviously, like I said, they want to send a message, but they should be motivated to end this thing as quick as possible to get the time off, treatment, get as close to 100% as possible. Real quick scoreboard update. The Sixers, man, looked pretty incredible in smacking the Raptors tonight. Joel Embiid went off for, what was it, 30 points, 10 rebounds, 5 blocks. I don't know if those were the exact numbers, but he's like the first player to ever do it twice in the playoffs. He was going off. He was going off tonight. He's a problem. He is, hey guys, Joel Embiid's really good. And so that's the kind of analysis you'll get from me. He had 33, 10 rebounds, and 5 blocks, and 3 assists. That's crazy. That's absolutely crazy. The Sixers went up 2-1 behind a 21-point win against the Raptors tonight. I guess I'm a little surprised. I didn't buy the Raptors as much as everyone else did. But we'll, you know, long series. But right now, through three games, Sixers are up 2-1. We'll see what the record of the Warriors is on tomorrow after game three. Well done. Well done, Chuck. I'm a wordsmith. Thank you guys so much for listening. I'll be back probably with a quick recap tomorrow, a little short one, and then another full episode on Monday. This is Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
You can't climb a mountain if it's smooth, right? You got to go over the rough spots. Peace.
You are Locked On Warriors, your daily podcast on the Golden State Warriors, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.